That's right, you're locked into Back to Back Music Program, where every week we cast the spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. My name is Afni Ting, I'm your host, and this week we are celebrating the 80th birthday of Brian Wilson, American musician, singer-songwriter, studio innovator, and co-founder of The Beach Boys.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Surfing Safari, the very first track that introduces us to the American five-piece band, The Beach Boys, taken from their debut album of the same name that dropped in 1962. Although critics thought most of the songs were substandard, it kind of gave a glimpse into the potential of the band, as their instrumentals were all recorded by the members themselves and not by session musicians. This week on Back to Back, we are celebrating the 80th birthday of singer-songwriter, bassist, multi-instrumentalist and innovator Brian Wilson. Tomorrow we are going through their 11th studio album, Pet Sounds, that dropped in 1966, and it's an album that's often touted as one of their most important and iconic works. But for today, we are going through some of Brian Wilson's compositions with The Beach Boys. Now, The Beach Boys was formed in Hawthorne, California in the year 1961 and featured the original lineup of three brothers: bassist Brian Wilson, drummer Dennis Wilson, guitarist Carl Wilson, and they were joined by their cousin Mike Love on vocals and their neighbor Al Jardine on rhythm guitars. As a group, they are known for their tight vocal harmonies and unconventional recording techniques in their later years, which was of course spearheaded by Brian Wilson. As a kid, Brian was inspired by the harmonies of American vocal quartet, The Four Freshmen, and would teach his family members how to sing the background harmonies. Very soon, Brian would be inspired by the song structure and vocals of R&B songs that he would hear on the radio. At the advice of Dennis, who is the only actual surfer in the band, they decided to take on a direction to reflect the Southern Californian youth culture, which mainly revolved around surfing, cars, and romance. This was more of a business decision, as the other band members themselves did not actually surf. In fact, Brian Wilson was terribly afraid of water and would avoid it at all costs, despite having multiple surfing-themed songs and album covers. After being signed for their very first record deal in late 1961, their record label, Candix Records, wanted to rename the band's name from the original name of the Pendletons to The Surfers, but had to settle with The Beach Boys after finding out that The Surfers were already taken by another band. The label released the single Surfin', which ended up becoming so popular in the West Coast that the outstanding unpaid orders for the single actually bankrupted the label. The band would later sign a 7-year contract with Capitol Records. Although receiving a string of successful singles, Brian Wilson would come across the song Be My Baby by the Ronettes while driving and would be so overwhelmed by the track that he had to pull over to the side of the road just to analyze what's going on. That moment would make him want to make music as an experience rather than just a song. This would also ignite his passion in producing. Here's another track from the Beach Boys. This one is taken from their third album of the same name that dropped in 1963. The Beach Boys with Surfer Girl.
Thank you.
was Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys, taken from their fifth studio album, Shutdown, Volume 2, released in 1964. It's a song that was stemmed from Brian Wilson's obsession with the song Be My Baby by the Ronettes, where both songs share a similar music structure but with a totally different subject matter and production style. After listening to that Phil Spector-produced track, Be My Baby, Brian Wilson was worried and was wondering if he could ever match such a great work. His wife would then tell him, "Don't worry, baby," which kickstarted the writing of that track. Brian Wilson was initially thinking of passing that song to the Ronettes themselves, but changed his mind in the end, as their producer, Phil Spector, had a policy against recording songs that he did not write. In 1964, the surf music craze was slowing down, and the Beach Boys found themselves to be label mates with a new rival by the name of The Beatles, which took the music world by storm, of course. This caused Brian to be rattled by their success and would feel a tremendous amount of pressure just to keep pace with The Beatles. Now, this next track is said to be the last surf-related song that the group wrote in 1964 and would make its way to number one on the charts in America and Canada, their first time doing so. It's from the album All Summer Long. Here's The Beach Boys with I Get Around, only here on Back to Back, with me, Off New Thing, BFM 89.9.
Round, round, get around, I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, 'cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
California Girls, another iconic track by The Beach Boys, written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love. It's a track about appreciating women all across the world and wishing that they all lived in California. It's a track that took 44 takes before Brian was finally satisfied and would see him flex his composing skills and extensive use of studio musicians, including three extra guitarists and extra bass, piano, organ, trumpet, vibraphone, and three saxophone players. This week, we are celebrating the 80th birthday of Brian Wilson of the legendary band The Beach Boys. But enough of me for now. Let's hear from the guitarist and vocalist of Couple. He also sings for the band Playburst and is a huge Beach Boys fan. Here's Ida Rusley sharing his thoughts on the band and Brian Wilson.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
I first discovered the Beach Boys, I think, in 1993 maybe, when I was in high school. I came across Greatest Hits cassette, and then, you know, that opened it up for me, I guess. Then I think the second album I bought from them was a cassette of Pet Sounds. So from then on, it's just, you know, going down the rabbit hole. I just couldn't get enough. I think what makes Brian Wilson special is the way he plays with harmonics. Not just vocal harmonics, but instrumental harmonics as well. Like how we combine vocals to make harmonies. So he does that with instruments as well. Sometimes if you take out one by one the instrument, it might sound out of tune or weird. But then as a whole, when you listen to the whole, when all of them is combined in the song, it's just beautiful. I don't know how he does it, but, you know, that's the magic lah he has. Maybe he hears it in his head or something like that, but that is definitely what makes him special. I think the fact that he did stop touring and concentrated on making music, that helped produce, you know, all the masterpieces, Good Vibrations, Fat Sounds, Smile. So he gets to play around the studio that way. But listening to the 70s stuff that he does, you know, when his mental health was deteriorating, and they're good actually, from Sunflower to Holland to of course Love You, my favorite. He does crazy weird stuff that's good and wonderful. So I don't know, maybe if he didn't stop touring, he'd do those kind of things even earlier. Maybe it'll happen during the 60s instead of the 70s. I don't know. Either way, I think the good stuff will still come out of him.
Believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me?
Favorite album, this one is tough. Cannot be just one album lah. You know, like any favorite artist of anyone, you will have different favorites for different moods. So I think I'll just pick three lah. Top three favorite. Of course, Pet Sounds, it's the first album, the first real album I bought by them. So that one will forever hold a special memory, and it's such a great album. But a real personal favorite that I don't think a lot of people like is Love You. I love that because that is one of the most eccentric Beach Boys albums. Probably the most eccentric, even after taking into account Smile. Because I think it's just Brian Wilson playing around with the Moog for the whole album, and there's just a very innocent quality about it. The songs are great, really hooky stuff, but weird. And then another favorite is Friends. That one is their most calm album, I guess. And I find myself keeping on returning to that album because it's just so calming to listen to. There's a lot of very nice soothing tracks in there. So yeah, those three lah. Favorite song also, it is hard to pick one. So I'll cheat and do three. Of course, Wouldn't It Be Nice? It's one of the greatest songs ever. So that would surely be in the top three. And then there's this song called I'll Bet He's Nice from Love You, which I never get bored of listening to. It's just the mood and a simple guitar line, and then it's just Brian Wilson's quirky way with melodies lah. and some pretty strange lyrics as well. Strange rhyming, I guess, because, you know, like, I can never forget the first line, because it's just, I'll bet he's nice, I'll bet he's twice. So actually, the sentence goes on, he's twice as nice, but, you know, he just stops at twice, wait for the music, and then only continues with as nice. So it's a wonderful but strange song.
I bet he's nice, I bet he's twice as nice as me, and it makes me cry, 'cause I remember you and I. Please don't tell me if it's true, because I'm.
And another one is from another favorite album, Friends. It's called Busy Doing Nothing. It's kind of bossa nova-ish, so it's very different from other Beach Boys songs. But I just love the way how playful the song is lah. And I think almost half the song is a description of how to get to Brian Wilson's house. So I read somewhere that if you get the starting point right, the description in the lyrics actually does get you to Brian Wilson's house. So yeah, give that a listen.
Shows you quite a bomb. Please don't tell me if it's true, because I'm still in love with you, pretty darling.
I've seen them live. I can't remember the year, but when they played Singapore at the indoor stadium, it was the second day of Hari Raya. But, you know, as soon as they announced the concert, I actually called my mom and said, sorry mom, this year Hari Raya, second day I'll need to go to Singapore to catch the Beach Boys. Because even then, the whole band, except for the two that died, Carl and Dennis, so the others are there, so I don't think there'll be another chance for me to catch them. All of them, the rest of them are still alive, so I just had to get there. And I think they played 50 songs that night. Superb lah. And even vocally, I think because they got the Wondermans and Jeffrey Foskett as their backing band, doing great work on vocals as well. I think Jeffrey Foskett covers up a lot for Carl, so imagine how good his voice was. So it was a magical experience. 50 songs, so worth it lah, even though second day of Hari Raya. The lasting legacy, I think the fact that the Beach Boys pushed the Beatles and the Beatles pushed the Beach Boys artistically. So that rivalry, I think, helped push music in the 60s to, you know, some revolutionary and weird places. I don't think Rubber Soul, Revolver, Sgt. Pepper would have happened without that rivalry between the Beatles and the Beach Boys, and vice versa, I guess. The lasting legacy is that without Brian Wilson, this whole concept of rock music being artistically adventurous and revolutionary might not just have happened, you know. It probably will eventually happen, but probably in a different direction. So probably not in a more listener-friendly and hooky manner, I guess.
That was Ideal Roosley sharing his thoughts on the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson. Ideal sings and plays for the band Couple and Playburst. Do check out those bands. Let's get right back into the music. Here's something from the unfinished album called Smile that was recorded from 1966 to 1967 and was meant to be a follow-up to the groundbreaking Pet Sounds album. Here's the Beach Boys with Heroes and Villains right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Afraid of what it do in a town full of heroes and a In the cantina, margaritas keep the spirit high. There I watched her, she spun around and wound in the warmth. Her body fanned the flame of the dance. Margarita, don't you know? My children were raised, you know, they suddenly rise. They started slow, long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I've been in this town so long, so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough, and sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the hero's end.
From 1968 album Friends by the Beach Boys. It's the 14th studio output for the band. That was also their lowest US chart performance during that time, although some fans see that particular album as one of the band's finest. The song is credited to Dennis Wilson and Stephen Kalinich, although it was primarily written by Brian Wilson, but he refused to have a songwriting credit on it. It was also an album that was recorded mainly at Brian's home, with a rather lo-fi production style due to the band's rapidly diminishing finances at that point of time. Although starting off as a bassist and singer of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson would soon withdraw from touring live completely by the end of 1964 due to excessive stress from travel, where he would suffer from panic attacks very frequently. This would enable Brian to be a studio musician, and he would then put all of his energy into songwriting and production. Brian Wilson would soon be notorious for his studio experiments and innovations that was largely unconventional at the time, but would inspire and impact the way people make music today. This next song is one such example of experimenting with reverb and delay effects in the studio and accidentally creating multiple subgenres, with many calling this next song I'm about to play the precursor to genres like shoegaze, dream pop, and chillwave, but released way back in 1970. Many have called this a long-lost classic that wasn't truly appreciated when it first dropped. It's taken from the album Sunflower that dropped in 1970. Here's the Beach Boys, All I Wanna Do, right here on Back to Back with me, Off New Thing, on BFM 89.9.
Thank you. in an ocean or in a glass. Cool water is such a gas.
Cool Cool Water by The Beach Boys, another track from 1970 album Sunflower. When the band's contract ended with Capitol Records in 1969, they had sold 65 million records worldwide and was the most commercially successful band at that time. Sunflower would be their first record for new label Reprise Records, who was then described as the most artist-friendly major label in the scene. The album would also be the first to feature a strong group presence with writing contributions from all band members. Despite becoming the worst-selling Beach Boys album at that point of time, it took many decades for the album to get the recognition that it deserved when it was placed at number 380 of Rolling Stone magazine's Greatest Albums of All Time list. This week on Back to Back, we are celebrating the 80th birthday of a music visionary and true innovator, Brian Wilson. Tomorrow, we'll be going through the iconic Pet Sounds album, so don't forget to tune in. But for now, got a few more tracks from the Beach Boys discography to play for you before we say goodbye. Let's head to the year 1985. This one's from the band's 25th studio album called The Beach Boys. It's self-titled, the band's first release after the passing of drummer and founding member Dennis Wilson. This one's called Crack at Your Love by The Beach Boys.
I'm gonna need a little help from above. without you. Sad with nothing to do. It's just a matter of time.
It's Just a Matter of Time from the Beach Boys. You can find that tune in the band's 25th self-titled album. A track that's written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love. Now, Brian Wilson's controversial psychologist Eugene Landy was originally awarded co-writing credits on songs written by Brian Wilson, but was removed on later editions after their falling out. Eugene Landy was, of course, famously known for his unconventional 24-hour therapy and ended up controlling most aspects of Brian Wilson's life. The State of California Board of Medical Quality would later charge Landy in 1988 for ethical and license code violations. This week on Back to Back, we've been celebrating the 80th birthday of Brian Wilson by covering the work of the Beach Boys. Of course, it's impossible to cover everything within 1 hour, but do join us again tomorrow for Track by Track, where we go track by track into the iconic Pet Sounds album. One last track for you, but I'm going to leave you with this stellar one that was supposed to be on the album Pet Sounds, but was omitted from the album in the end as Brian Wilson wasn't pleased with the final result. It would later be released as a single on October 1966 and would receive a Grammy nomination that same year for Best Vocal Group Performance, and the track was also inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1994. Until next week, you've been tuned in to Back to Back with myself, Alf Neil Ting, and leave you with Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys on here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitations. She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me
excitation, good, 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 good vibration, good, 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 good,
vibrations are happening.